Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Chav Dalet. We are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We'll start with the Gemara. So we are into the checking of the witnesses and the ne'emanus of the witnesses as this parak started off. And we just, the Mishnah describes how exactly the process took place. They came in and they gave him a suda and they made sure they felt good. The fact that they slept all this time and they check the Edim separately. Kate said both of us the Edim. We saw that each aid is cross-examined separately to make sure that they're telling the truth. You bring in the Gadol and you ask him all the questions, exactly how the moon was seen. And if the second witness comes and their Edus is Mechuvenet, their Edus matches up with each other, then fine. Then the Edus are Kayemis and Bezin acts based upon it. If not, so then you do not accept it. The other witnesses, as we saw, are also asked a couple of questions just to make sure that they don't leave the Pachei Nefesh, they don't leave the big schlep, and the members of the Sanhedrin don't even talk to them. Right? At least they're related to, even if they know they are not relied upon. Says the Gemara, Hainu lefnei achama, hainu letzafona, hainu la'achra achama, hainu lidaroma. Says, what are the two questions that we're going to be, that we ask them? Isn't it the same question? In front of the sun, if the moon is seen in front of the sun, doesn't that mean to the north? And la'achra achama doesn't even mean to the south. As Rashi explained on the Mishnah, the different ways that the moon appears in front of the sun, behind the sun, wherever it is on the horizon. So isn't it the same question? So Amar Abaya, no. What it means is, what is lefnei la'acharei? Pigimasa lefnei hachama o la'achra achama. Is its pigima, the part that's missing in our view, the indentation of the moon, is that towards the sun or is that away from the sun? That's the question that we ask. Im amar lefnei hachama, if we say it's towards the sun, meaning the dark part is facing the sun, lo amar kluam, that can't be. That can't be, we throw him out of court. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev hamshel vafachad imo oseh shalom bimramav. Hamshel, rulership and pachad and fear, imo is with him. Oseh shalom bimramav. Hashem makes peace bimramav in the above higher abodes. What does that mean? Me olam lo rasa chama pekimasa shalavana. The sun never saw, literally, but it was never facing the indentation of the moon. And not the begima, not the open part of a rainbow. It wasn't bent towards the sun. Why is that? You don't want. Hashem doesn't make it. Even though obviously it's explainable by physical there's physical explanations to explain why it never faces the sun. After all, because the sun is giving all of the light to the moon. So you're not going to have the dark part facing the sun. It's going to be the light part. Whatever little light there is, it's going to be on the side of the sun. But, Chazal say, why did Baruch Hu create it that way? What does that mean? Right? We're all familiar with the Gemara in Chulin that we know as a Rashi in Chumash, that the moon complained. The moon complained, Chulin Daf Samach, the moon complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is it possible that there are going to be two leaders? Says the Gemara, Shirim Mepazi Rami, Ksiv Vayasel Kimeshnei Ma'oros HaGdolim, Hashem created the two great Ma'oros, the two great luminaries. Viksiv, later on that same Pasuk, Es HaMa'or HaGadol Ves HaMa'or HaKatan, Amro Yireach Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Efshar L'Shnei Malachim Sheishtamshu B'Keser Echad. How could this be? There's going to be two leaders. Two ksarim, right, kesar always symbolizes leadership. Amar la, Hashem says, you're right. Lechi umati es atzmech. You're right, make yourself smaller. Amra lefadeh, rebona shalolam, hold on, marti lefadecha davar hagun, amit et atzmi. I was right, so why do I lose? Right, I said something good, so you listen to me. So, amit et atzmi, amar la, lechi umishol bayom uvalayla. No, at the beginning of creation, what does this mean? Lechem Mishol, this was some type of nechama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving to the moon. Don't worry, you'll be around by day, you'll be around by night. Amar Le Mai Rebusa, the Shraga Patira, Mayahani, how's it going to help me? The sun's there too. So, what? I'm meaningless if I'm there, right? Not only I'm meaningless, Shraga Patira usually means a candle in the daytime. This is even worse than that. All my light is from the sun. So I'm going to be around with the sun. So Amar La, Hashem says, Zil Limni Bach Yisrael Yamim V'Shanim. Wow. Bnei Yisrael are going to use a lunar calendar. Okay, that should keep you. That should give you significance. They're going to count to you. Right, there's going to be a Mesechas Rosh Hashanah. Right, we can't learn Mesechas Rosh Hashanah without this Gemara. There's going to be Mesechas Rosh Hashanah, so don't worry about it. Amar Le, Yon Ranami Yafshad Lo Manabit Kufta. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, God. Right, the Jews count the solar year. They count the lunar months, but they count the solar year. Techseva hayulo sosu moadim liyamim v'shanim. And then zil delikru tzadikim b'shmecha. Now then Hashem says, well, tzadikim will be called by you. Yaakov hakatan, Shmuel hakatan, David hakatan. Right, you're the small one, but you see the tzadikim. There's no gadol, right? They're all katan. Chazi dekoloka misvadaite. Hashem saw that he was still upset. Kaviyachol. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakeviu kapara alai shemi'atati asayareach. Along we've discussed in the past, Masech HaShvuas, Hashem says, okay, every Rosh Chodesh, bring a carbon on my behalf, because I need to do tshuva. I need a kapara. Whatever that means. V'hayinu damar b'shem elokish, and the Rosh Chodesh goes into the carbon that we have. Good, and then we have the Medrash also, that Hashem gave him the stars and the other helpers to console the moon, but the Gemara says that the moon was upset, so that's the Gemara here, the Chol Shadaita, right, the Begila. We don't want the dark side of the moon, right, the smaller side of the moon facing the sun, because that'll just like be rubbing salt in the wound, right, it'll be facing the sun that it had dealt with. Good, one. That, the Marsha here says, check out that Gemara in Chulin, right, but that's how you understand this Gemara. Piki Masa Shal Keshes, what about the rainbow? Delo Lemru over the Hachama, why doesn't the bow of the rainbow, why does the, let's say, string side of the rainbow always face away from the sun? Why is it? The round part of the rainbow faces the sun. Why? Delo Lemru of the Achamos, that the sun worshippers don't say, Giri Kamishadye. The sun is shooting arrows. Shooting arrows. So if the bow was facing if the string was facing the sun, meaning the dark part, then it would be as if the sun is shooting an arrow out. But now that it's facing the opposite way, there is no such chash that would be said. If you look in the Ramban, and if you might be familiar with the Ramban, in Shmos, in Bereishis, where he talks about the rainbow, in Parshas Noach, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the rainbow in the sky, it says, Zos O Sabris Asher HaSan Anino Se, this is my covenant that I'm making. And the big question that Rishonim ask is, isn't the rainbow, wasn't it created already during my Sabreishis? Whether it was the first time a rainbow appeared, a rainbow is a physical manifestation of moisture and the sun and the reflection. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a rainbow and says, Zos O Sabris? Number one. And number two, the question that many ask is, why a rainbow? Why was that the simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to destroy the world again? And how did they know? So says the Ramban. First of all, says the Ramban, it could be, this is actually second of all, he says at the end, he says, it could be that the rainbow existed beforehand. But only now, Hashem is using it as a simon of shalom with the world and the promise. It was always existed and it came at certain times. But now Hashem says, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it when I want you to know that my promise is kicking in, that I might have a reason to destroy the world, but I'm going to hold myself back. So that's why I'm going to use the rainbow for now. So he says, "Ubein shetia akeshes ata, bein shaisa akeshes meolam ateva, hatam ba'os sheba, ba'os sheba echadu." Doesn't matter. But then he says, number two, why is it that this is what is used? So he says, "Mimashba min osazeh shalohaya keshes be'anon b'maisa brachus." It sounds like it didn't exist beforehand. V'ata bara Hashem chadasha lasos keshes pashamayim biyomanan v'yamru. Again, he rejected it at the end. He said it doesn't matter. V'yamru betama osazeh ki akeshes lo asa osheyu raglov lamala sheyir akilu ben hashamayim morimbo. The keshes, the rainbow, as we know, the string side is on earth. Right? The rainbow part is facing Shemayim. Why is that? Because if it was be the opposite way, it would be as if God is shooting down at us. Dafka, the opposite. How do we come in peace? If we're fighting with bows and arrows, how do we come in peace? You know, like kind of throw in the flag and say, no, let's make peace. You turn your bow around. And you hold the bow the opposite way and you walk in. So Kaviyachol, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, says the Ramban. He's holding the bow the other way. From the top, from Shemayim, and he's facing us. Vayishal echizav yifitzam aval asu behefech mizeh laharos to show us. Shelo yoru bo men haShemayim. He's not shooting at us. V'chein derech hanilchamim lafoch oso biyadam to turn it around. Kacha kasher yikru l'shalom l'mi shekenegdam. That's what he says, as if, v'od, he says, by the way, shein lekeshes yeser l'koni chitzim alav. There's no arrows. No arrows. So number one, there's bows facing the other way. Number two, there's no arrows. V'yanachlu, he says. And then he goes into, we believe this is a natural phenomenon, and it might have existed before, and he's just using it today for the oath. Either way, it's the same idea as the Gemara says here. Same idea that the moon is always facing the other way, so the sun worshippers, who are the most famous worshippers, the most common worshippers of any Avodah Zarah in the world, won't have anything to say. If you look in the Margolius Hashas, he quotes here that on right here in Chav Gimel and Mabez, he quotes from one of the Rebbes. Was one of the Rebbes that says the Oav Yisrael, I think his yard site was around now. The Oav Yisrael, the After Rav, that one time he went into the in his town, the non-Jewish tavern on New Year's. Went in on New Year's to the non-Jewish tavern. And then he went into his shul. And then he went back, and then he went, after going to the place, he went to shul. And he started wishing everybody Shana Tova. And they said, Rebbe, you know, it's not Rosh Hashanah, right? It's January 1st. You know, we don't really believe in that, do we? So he says, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because you call yourself Masorim B'tshuva, the Satan comes and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, What's so significant about this? They're scared about what you're, it's the beginning of the year, and they're scared about what you're going to decide. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wait till January 1st. Then we'll talk about what people do on New Year's. And he shows the Satan, Umarel Satan is his Nagusam Shalagoyim. He shows about what they do on January 1st and what we do on Rosh Hashanah. Vizam Takas Din Am Yisrael. And the contrast of how they celebrate the new year, and what kind of, the first few seconds, and what do we do the first few seconds? And that's where the final chasima is. You know, we usually say, oh, you have a little extra chasima, Hoshana Rabbah, Hanukkah, according to this January 1st. That's when we really have it done. That's the ultimate chasima, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, this is how they act, this is how we act. That's to do with, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Shagam Kadosh Baruch Hu sofer alfi yibosachama ulachshiva karash shanek deilachtum zadin liyisrael latova." When we talk about the sun and the moon and the worshippers of the sun, you're right; they go by the sun. Their solar calendar is always by the sun. Even their months are by the sun. We go by the moon. And Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the contrast between us. So the Oav Yisrael, the After Rav, says, "Shalatova dekasev sechasim." Right. The message that we have to remember next January 1st. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Kama Yagavoa Ulainayanote. So you know Rabbi Gabriel had as we'll see the next Mishnah, he had many questions, and he was an expert in the astronomy. So he used to ask, how high was it on the horizon? Which way was it noted to? Next time we see the moon, we should know that. There's so much expertise that goes into where it appears at different times of the year. So that's the questions that the Beis Din asked. Remember, the Beis Din has to be a bucky in everything. Beis Din has to be a bucky in Avodah Zarah also. If somebody comes to testify about Avodah Zarah, they have to be a baki in all of those. To know all the 70 languages. One Brisa says that on the north, in the north side of the sun, that's possible and that's plausible. And Lidaroma lo amar klum. V'yatanya the opposite. Ifcha Lidaroma dvarav kayamin litzfona lo amar klum. So, how do you get out of that? Stira, lokasha, kami mosachama, kami mosach shamim. Depends on the time of year. Different times of year, the moon is on different sides of the sun. Period. Tana Rabbanan, the Tosefta continues, Echad Omer Gavoa Bezmar Daos. One of the witnesses say, I saw it as high as two. A mardeya is like a saddle that's put on an animal. So that's how they measured. That was what the measurements were in those days. It was two mardos high. That was the measurement. Echad Omer Gimel, one of them says three. Three mardos high. There's a kayemes. Okay, you can be off by one. Off by one, we don't think that they are contradictory. Echad Omer Gimel, the Echad Omer Hey Idusa Batela. But if it's such a wide range in between, that is not good enough. Idusa Batela, then their Edus is Batel is nullified. We don't assume, the Turiyavin points out, that each one of them made a mistake by one, and then they might be off by two. You might have said, that's okay. If it's three and five, you say either each went by one, or each meant four. As the Gemara talks about elsewhere, if you remember in Pesachim we had, maybe we would allow that. If you say one said in the fourth hour, and one said in the second hour. We wouldn't allow the fifth or the seventh, because the sun's on the opposite side of the sky. But here, it's not acceptable. We assume that's too much of a gap. And we would not allow a one mistake for each one. Idusa
b'teila. Doesn't this assume that they both witnesses saw it at the same time?
So
can't they combine?
It might have been at the same time, but we assume if it was the same day, it would be pretty close. It wouldn't be such a difference on the same day, even if it's 1 hour apart. We don't assume that it would be such a difference. But they can be mitzaref to other eduyos. What does that mean? So in general, in Choshem Mishpah, when we see the Lashon in Sanhedrin of mitzaref le'edus acheres, that means that these two witnesses could testify somewhere else together. That's not what it means here. The Ritva says, maybe that's what it means here, but I don't think so. The Ritva says, Yesh mefarshim, shekol echad mehem mitzaref im acher lohayd ve'edus ta'alma. Not together. So I take that each one of them, they're not muchsak shakran, and therefore each one of them can testify somewhere else with other people, right? For another edus, for dini mamonis, for anything. To haloya dinan my minayim shakra, because you don't know which one is lying here. V'cholchad mukmina b'cheskes kashrus, and each one we assume is kasha. We just don't know. Therefore we throw them out here, but they're good elsewhere. But he says v'lo nihira, I don't like this. I think Rashi's right. What does Rashi say right here? Rashi says, what does mitzaref le'edus acheres mean? Echad mehen mitztaref im eid acher sheyomer kamoso. No, if here another witness comes and says like one of them, then we can put it together. If one of them says the one, right, or two, whatever it is, we could be mitztaref them. That's what it means in this context, says the Ritva. Good. Tana Rabbanan ra'inuhu b'mayim. What if they saw the reflection of the moon? We saw it in the water. Re'inuhu b'mayim. Re'inuhu ba'ashashis. We saw it through an ashashis. What does that mean? Some type of a glass. Right, Rashi says here. Candle balaz. Right, some type of, it's not clear. There's something you see through it. Ba'ashashis. Ra'inuhu ba'avim. We saw it through the clouds, but it was without clarity. Ein me'iden alav. Right, you can't give it. That's not ksidur re'iyah. There's always the shaila at Kiddush Levana when it's like kind of cloudy. Oh, did you see it? Was it enough? Was it not enough? As long as you can make out the tzura, Kiddush Levana has lower standards than Eidus HaChodesh. As long as you can make out the tzura, so then it's, even if you don't see the whole thing, it is good enough. But here, for Eidus HaChodesh, you have to mamash see it, and therefore, if you see it at any of these, it does not work. Chetzya b'mayim, chetzya b'avim, chetzya b'ashosyos, ein me'idin alav. Even if you only see half of it, in the clouds, ashashes, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Hashta kulo amart lo. Chetzi mi boy. If you see the whole thing in the clouds, it does not work. So surely, if you only see half of it, so elahachin kamar. No, this is what we meant to say. Chetzi b'mayim v'chetzi b'rakia. What if you see half of it properly? You see it in the sky, but only half. And the other half you saw in the water. Chetzi b'avim v'chetzi b'rakia. Chetzi b'ashashes chetzi b'rakia. Ein me'idin. Even if you only see half of it, but the other half you see properly, it's still no good. You have to see the whole moon for Eidus HaChodesh when it comes to seeing the moon and testifying about it. So Ashoshis is something that comes up in various areas of Halacha. We'll start with the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chaf Vav, discusses Imuter Lios Echad Min HaDayanim. This is a Chalitza case. A case of Chalitza. There are many Halachas where you have to witness something. Right, by Eidus HaChodesh, you have to see something. The Dayanim have to see the Rekika, the spitting, by Chalitza. Kriyas HaTorah, you have to see the words. Mitzorah, they have to see the Negat Saras. So, the Halacha that the Shvus Yaakov asked is, what if he's wearing glasses? Does that ruin it? Glasses, the Shvus Yaakov is mid-1700s. They have glasses then. They had glasses before. So says the Shvus Yaakov, Lefima de Isa Bilchas Chalitza, Shetzvichan lihizar b'dayonim, Shalo yusumin afilu ba'achas me'einayim, the dayonim can't even be blind in one eye, from the Gemara in Yevamos, le'einay hazakenim, imuter echad min adayonim, she'enof kehos, his eyes are weak, v'lo yuchal liros, imlo al yedei batei einayim, right, that meant glasses here, shakorin, blue brill, Odilma no, Dolohabi, Lani has a gaining mamish. Kivish in Yuchom Liros, Eli de Bate Naim. So does that make a difference that you need glasses? So Lachori says, Hayanira Shagam Zetzrichin Lizoyer. You might say on the surface that you have to be careful. Why? Varaya Lazeme Hadi Isa Barash Hashana. Daf, Chaf, Dalit, Amen Aleph. What does it say there? Rainu Bamaya Rainu Bashashas Amidinolov. Right? Isn't this like Ashashis? Ashashis is seeing through a glass of some kind. That's not called a re'iyah for Eidus HaChodesh. So too here. L'chadchila, we try to do Kiddush Levana outside. Let's say it's freezing outside, and you want to be inside, you see the moon through the window, is that good enough? L'chadchila, we say to go outside. At least for a second, to see it. So you see it outside, not through the glass, based on this Gemara. Ashashis. So what about in this case of glasses? Omehai time akasa b'shuvas dvar Shmuel taharoa halavana minoga negda b'toch aspaklari omarishal zechuches, what I just said, ein levarach berchas halavana. There are some achronim that say you can't. You gotta see it outside. If other people saw it, so then it would be good enough. But he said, what do you do here? So he says, no. He says, Eidus HaKodesh has a higher standard. He says, normally I would say, Re'iyah through glass is okay. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, seeing the words, when it comes to Kiddush Levana, when it comes even to Chalitza, glasses are fine. Milvad yish lechalek v'lomar to shiny hasam le'inyan edus achodesh hechmiru to beinan drisha v'chakira kazeri isem or kazeri isem mitav shekilkulu habaitusim. You have a higher standard because of what we learned on Friday of the baitusim. They wanted to mess up the dates, so therefore, number one, that's why it has a higher standard. But he said the balavachi ein zedom alazeh. But still, there's still a big difference. Ashoshis. You could always say, play some little games with your eyes. Ashashi is, was it a reflection? You see through it. He says, lo mairi, and they didn't have, let's say, the perfectly clear glass that we have today. It could very well be the glass they had was much thicker and more blurry 300 years ago. What kind of glass did they have? The thin, perfectly, see-through. So he said they couldn't have had that. He says, Ashashi is lo mairi binyin kazeh shara der, or especially, that's what the Gemara was talking about. Right. Mairi, because he says that he saw it with difficulty. Ra tocha mayim is compared to the mayim. Right, so it's not a real seeing. Shela ra toch rakia klau. V'chein ra ba'ashashis mayri b'kia gavna. Sh'ashashis munach al aris. Oh, interesting. He even says that the ashashis of the Gemara might even be, you see the reflection in the glass, like you see the reflection in the water. Maybe directly, maybe the Gemara's not even talking about that. Maybe that would be good enough. And that's for sure, like what it says in the, what the halacha applies in other cases. Let me bring you a total, a raya, that derech zchuchis is okay. What's the raya? The raya is what it says in Yeshayo. Bo'eretz Hashem, sherah ba'aspaklaria. Right, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu versus the other Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu saw through the aspaklar yamira. It seems to be some type of glass. That's the mashal given. So you see it's called Re'ia. One is Eina Me'ira, like the other Nevi'im, and one is Me'ira. But that is the, that's what the Chazal say. And he quotes also the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota and in Ksubis. He says, how do you know the fetuses inside their mother's stomach said Shira at the Yam? B'makelos parchuas Hashem, b'makar Yisrael. Aye, v'hal loka chazi, they say shira, they didn't see anything. Says the Gemara, Amar of Tanchum, keres nasolam kaspaklaria ha-me'ira. It became see-through, the mother's stomachs. V'ra'u, and they saw. So you see, seeing through something is okay. Hare, you gotta have shas on your fingertips to come up with all these rayas. Shavi shri'ia gemura, derech aspaklaria v'schuchis, v'kia gavna v'chul. Then he continues. That's lamaisa, glasses are no problem, that is called a re'iya for all areas of halacha. We've never heard someone who was machmir in this regard. Binoculars, I don't know if that's, that would have the same halacha, right? That was, that's not, I don't know, I mean, in the same idea of making your eyes stronger or clearing up, or glasses, you might be machmir, glasses get you back to what is natural. Your eyes have just gotten, you know, out of 20/20, glasses get it back to what's considered normal. Binoculars, that's not normal. That's not called a re'iyah. That's not net, you know, somebody, you know, that does something impossible with a little bit of help, but it's not called normal behavior. I don't know if we were able to say that. Rav Avadya also has a tshuva in Yechav Adas, before we continue, where he talks about, is one allowed to make a bracha in front of Erva? That's the context of his tshuva. If there is a woman who is loveshes lavush biltit sanua, you let her make a bracha. So somebody's on a bus. Somebody's on a bus and they want to learn. They want to say brachas Torah. They want to eat something. They want to make a bracha. So he discusses the discussion of the postgame. Closing one's eyes versus turning one's head. Right? Turning one's head is better because closing one's eyes, really, it might be considered still v'lo yeiraya b'cha. It is in front of you, but Ruba the Ruba of the postgame, same acre, I didn't, it is okay. Also, to close one's eyes. And then that's the first part of the tshuva. Therefore, he said, "Mishiyoshi ba'atabas v'chayotze b'zeh v'nitzavos mol einav nashim b'levush b'iltei tzanua yuchal levar the daber divrei Torah v'levarich bracha k'shenu mistakel b'hem v'rak shemachzer panel l'tanacher v'chulu." And then he quotes, "But I heard b'shem Rav Salvation," and he quotes some other poskim that at a wedding, if the people under the chuppah aren't dressed properly, you hold up the bencher in front of your face, and in that way, one would be able to make the bracha. But then he continues and says, "What about erva on a television?" Says Kenega Televisia. Do you say that's Ashashis? And that it's not really what you see? See, obviously says 100% wrong. And as the Gemara says in Brachas, right? Erva b'Ashashis. The whole idea of Erva is Hirhurim. And if something looks like it and smells like it, so then it is it. And therefore there's no difference when it comes to seeing something on a screen. And he says, as it says in the Nedarim, the story about the Nazir looking at the reflection. And then he says, everything I've said up till now I was talking about, you know, you happen to see something on the television. But just bringing it in there. For halu gdoli aposkim shol darenu lasar davar muchlat shemosh of leitzim bittol Torah v'mistaka b'tokni televizia hu megare yisara ba'atzmo de yistaklus sratim shol toeva mashkas nafsho v'chulu. He says there's no difference between actual ri'ya and that. I want us to be extremely careful in terms of all of these isurim. There's even an isser. We discussed this in Mitzvah Shir last week. There's even an isser to harbor faulty weights and measures in your house. So is a screen which brings other types of tumah and toeva into our house. Is that any worse than a faulty way to measure or a rabid dog, right? Also legato kela rabito peso. So again, those of us who is the rove of the world who requires for whatever reason to have a computer in the house, one has to be extremely careful with the filters with everything, because erba shashis doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference halacha lamaisa besides the hashkafic problem as well. Okay, so we have to just always be careful about what we have in our houses. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Re'inua v'shuv, lo re'inuhu, about 15 lines down. If the Edom say, we saw the moon, and then we didn't see it. We saw it, then we didn't see it, ein me'idin alav. They can't testify. Why? Kol hachi chazi l'vazli, what, they have to see it, and then see it constantly until they get to Yerushalayim? Of course you see it, and then you don't see it. Amar Abaya Hachik Amar Ra'inuhu me elenu v'shavnu l'roso midaitenu v'lo ra'inuhu. They say, well, we happen to like be walking, and then we happen to see it, and then before we focused on it, but then we focused on it, and when we focused on it, we didn't see it. So then ein me'idin alav. Then you can't testify. My time, why? Amar kubisa de eva ba'alma hu dechazi. If when they first focused on it, they didn't see it, so we could assume that the first time they saw it, it wasn't the moon. It must have been a cloud shaped like the moon, maybe the cloud that was reflecting the light of the moon, which was reflecting the light of the sun. They must have seen something else, if the only time they saw it was a fleeting glance before they started focusing on it. Good. Mishnah. So now those are all dealing with the questions that they asked. And now we deal with, okay, Beis Din now has the information, and now what does Beis Din do? Rosh, Beis Din, Omer, Mekudash. The head of the Beis Din says, sanctification, Mekudash. V'kala am onina charav, Mekudash, Mekudash. Right? They say, Mekudash, Mekudash. Some expand it to a wedding, Mekudashas, Mekudashas. No, this is the source. It's Mekudash, it's by Kiddush HaKodesh. They say Mekudash, Mekudash. Now we have three shitas, two in the Mishnah and one more in the Gemara. Which Rosh Chodesh requires Kiddush, requires this sanctification? Tanakama, Bein Shenira Bizmano, Bein Shalonira Bizmano, Makachino, so. The Tanakama says it does not matter if it's a Chaser or a Male. Bizmano is called a Chaser, if they made day 30 into day 1, or a Male, doesn't matter, you do Kiddush HaChodesh. Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok Omer, Im Lo Nira Bizmano, a Makachino, so. No, you only do it by a Chaser. If day 30 became day 1, then you are Mekadesh. But if not, if it's Me'ubar, then you don't do anything. Shekfar Kitshuhu Shamayim. Because remember, it's got to be one of 2 days. So, you have the first day, fine, that's a Shiloh. But if you don't make it the first day, then everybody knows what it's going to be. And in Shamayim, they know it's going to be. We had before, earlier, that in Shamayim, they wait for Klal Yisrael. Whatever Klal Yisrael does. But now they waited, they know it's going to be today. So that's why one doesn't have to do it. Says the Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok, Shekvar Kitshuha, Kvar Kitshuha Shemayim. If you look in the Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin, the Tosfos there discusses this Gemara on Daf Yud, Yud on the Beis, Yesh Mefarshim. What does it mean exactly, Kitshuha Bashamayim? What does that mean? Tosfos there has 2 days. Yesh Mefarshim, the Bezdin Shamala Makachino So, La Olam, Bishas Hamolad. What does it mean? It's already been sanctified. Does that mean that the Bezdin and Shemayim, they sanctify it no matter what? They sanctify it B'shas the Molid, as we discussed, but is it the Klal Yisrael, they don't know which day it is. So they do it the first day, if need be, and if not, the second day is Memela. But the in Shemayim, they do it exactly at the Molid every month. Does that what it means? Shekvar Kitshuha B'Shamayim? Or no? Says Tosfos, V'ei Nira. No, I think it means, as we just explained, and that is, they wait. They wait. Elanirik Epir Shakuntris, Peperak Vez to Rosh Hashanah, right here. To be Yom Shloshim Mamtidin Bezin Shalmalo Le Bezin Shalmata. Shema Yavru. Aval Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. She'i Efshar Shelo Yekachu Hayom Mekachin Oso Bashamayim Min Hashachar. They wait. It's not that they do it at the Molid. No, because it's not a din of the Molid. It's a din of when Klal Yisrael. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. Right, this is one of the mitzvahs that we're given. The Malachim can't do this. They don't set the calendar. And therefore, they wait. That's Tosfos in Sanhedrin. This also, if you remember, Kar Kitshuha Shamayim, and Kiddush HaChodesh is the reason the Gemara says in Brachos, we just had Rosh Chodesh a couple of days ago, why we do not repeat Yalav Yavo when we forget it at Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh. Right? If you forget Yalav Yavo, Ma'ariv and Chol HaMoed, you have to repeat. There's no difference on Chol HaMoed between Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. But on Rosh Chodesh, we don't repeat, says the Gemara at the end of the fourth parak in Brachos. Why is that? Because we're not Mekadesh Bezdin. We're not Mekadesh the Chodesh Balayla. It's only by day. And Yalav Yavo is kind of, you know, being Mazkir and reminding us and replaying the Kiddush HaChodesh and sanctification of the month. And that's why Kfar Kitshua, Bezdin is only by day and not by night. There's a discussion in the Rishonim there. What about the second night? What about the second night Rosh Chodesh? It's Kfar Kitshua Bashamayim. Bezdin doesn't do it, so maybe we should have to repeat. We paskin, there's no difference. Probably there's no difference, but that's a discussion in Tosfos there, and the Ur Sameach as well, in Hilchas Tefillah. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rosh Bezdin V'chulu, Mino Animili. How do I know that the Rosh Bezdin is the one that needs to declare it? Amar Rav Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Rav Yosef Ben Shol, Amar Rebbe, Amar Krav, Aydaber Moshez Modei Hashem, Mikan, Sherosh Bezdin Omer Mekudash, Hashem says to Moshe, or Moshe says, Hashem told Moshe, and Moshe declared it. So Moshe declared it. He's like the Rosh Bezdin. V'kala amonin achara mekudash mekudash, minala an amra papa, amar kra, asher tikru'u osam, kari bay atem. Right, you read osam as atem, you plural, so you need people to answer. Right, there are a few, not too many, a few ceremonies in halacha that require a response to a declaration. Right, we have it by chalitza also, where everybody in the room says chalutz hanol, chalutz hanol. Right, so here too, this is mekudesh mekudesh, you have to have a response. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, Eile heim mo'adai, heim yomru mo'adai. They should declare mo'adai my holidays. Right, Rosh Chodesh is called a mo'ed. Mekudesh mekudesh rezimni lamali, why twice? Tichziv mikra'e kodesh. The callings out of holiness, so it's plural. Tanya, Plimo Omer, an unusual Tana, not so common. Plimo Omer, he has the opposite shita. Bismano ein mekachinoso. When it's a chaser, then you're not mekadesh it. Why? Because Rashi says eino tsare chizuk. Everybody's on waiting in anticipation. Is it going to be today? Is it going to be today? They'll find out about it. Shalom bismano, but if it's not done bismano, but when it's changing 30 to 1, mekachinoso, so it's the opposite. Rav Elazar Reb Shimon Omer, benkach uvenkach, ein mekachinoso. Actually, there are 4 sheetahs altogether. He says there's no kiddush. Shneamar, Rav Elazar Reb Shimon says there's no such thing as bezdin declared. They have to calculate it. They have to figure out when. But there's no actual sanctification process. Shneamar, the kiddush mishnas lachamishim, as we had earlier in the Yovel discussions, you shall sanctify year 50. Shanim ata makadesh, v'yeta makadesh chadashim. But you're not makadesh chadashim. So altogether, there are 4 sheetahs. You have to sanctify, you have to be makadesh both, neither, one or the other. Right? 2 days in the Mishnah, 2 days in the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kerb Lazar Bar Tzadok. The Halacha is like Lazar Bar Tzadok in our Mishnah, that we're Mekadesh, the Chasers, and not the Moles. Amar Abaye Afanana Mitanina, don't we have a Raya from the Mishnah of Ezra Shemalaf tomorrow? Ra'u Bezdin, V'chol Yisrael. What if everybody sees the moon? It was clear. Everybody saw it. Nech Karu Ha'idim. And then it doesn't matter. You have to go through the process. Even if the whole Jewish people, entire Jewish people, see the moon, you got to go through the process of accepting the witnesses. Nech Karu Ha'idim, which, by the way, fits into what we said last week, that it's not just about where the moon is and when you see it, but it's about what Beis Din does. Beis Din could push off on purpose if they want. Beis Din could not accept on purpose. So Nechra Eidim will speak a lower Mekudesh. Ashecha Shecha, everybody saw the moon today. But Beis Din did not get the opportunity to say Mekudesh until it got dark. Hare Zem Me'ubar. It's Me'ubar, and you wait till the next day. So what does that sound like? Me'ubar in Mekudesh Lo. Does that mean it's Me'ubar automatically, but they don't sanctify it on that day? So isn't that a Raya too? Rab Lazar Barab Sadok? Isn't that a Raya to Rab Lazar Barab Sadok? So, says the Gemara, Me'ubar it's Shrichalei. No, there's just a Chiddush in that Mishnah. Really, you might be Mekadesh that day. But Me'ubar Tzrichalei, why? Salkadai Dachamina, you might have thought that this is a joke. They all saw the moon yesterday. How can you say the following day is Rosh Chodesh? Ho el v'ra'u Beis Din v'chol Yisrael, ifarsam avaloli abrua, even though you didn't get to do it, but it's going to be a chucha v'tchlula. Everybody saw it, and it's not going to be Rosh Chodesh today, so you might say, there, it's not Me'ubar. Kamash Malan, it is Me'ubar. In that case, even though they all saw it, doesn't matter. Doesn't go by actually what is seen, but it goes by the process of Beis Din declaring it as Rosh Chodesh. Good. So now we get into one of the two places in Shas that discusses all of the issues relating to making pictures of the sun and the moon and the stars and people, v'chulu. Says the Mishnah, Tumus Tziros Lavana Hayilal Rabbi Gamliel B'tavla. Rabbi Gamliel had pictures of the moon. Right, so he could show the witnesses. Did you see it like this? How'd it look? Ubik Kolsel on his wall. Ba'aliyaso Shebohen Maras had Yotos. He used to show the people. Show the people who weren't experts, the novices. Vomer Hakazeri Sokazeh. So he had all of these. So Mishari, is this really mutter to have? Vahaksiv Lo Sasun Iti Lo Sasun Kidemusha Mashai. You can't create forms of my servants. And we're going to have four different prices over the next Amud, each assering something more and something more until we basically asser everything. The last line of this whole price is probably what we're all thinking now. The last line before the next Mishnah is the answer of, well, he didn't have this to serve. He had this to use. And that's mutter. That's going to be the last line. That's true. But before we get there, there's going to be some other answers. First, we're going to talk about this whole sukkah. So, number one, Brysa. Amar Abaya. Lo asra Torah elok shamashim she'efshar lasos kamosan. Maybe the only isser is creating shamashim, creating items that it is possible to create. She'efshar lasos kamosan, meaning they are replicable. For example, Kidatanya, as the Braisa says, Lo yaseh adam bayis tabnes heichal, one is not allowed to create a house with the same dimensions as the heichal. Achsadra tabnes ulam, chotzer kineged azara. Shulchan keneged shulchan. Can't make a shulchan. Menorah keneged menorah. You can't make exact replicas of what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the issur. Why haven't we ever heard of this? Like, anybody measure their house, meters? Oh, it's exactly what the Beis HaMikdash was. Sorry, we can't build that. We gotta break out this wall. We've heard of the menorah, as we'll get to soon, and the others. But we haven't heard of all of these. Minchas Chinuch has a tremendous chiddush, but he says, I'm scared to say it, but this is what I really think. This isser of making things with the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash and the menorah. Let's take the Mikdash. Which Mikdash is the isser? Mishkan? First or second or third? Right? You got four choices. We have all the dimensions. We have the Mishkan in the Torah. We have Bayis Rishon in Malachim. We have Bayis Sheni in Meseches Midos. And we have Bayis Shlishi in Yechezkel. So what's the isser? To make the Kalim and all of these items based on what? So says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm scared to say this, lulei de mistafina, and when I'm scared of my friends and my rabbeim, but you know what I think? I think it's whatever is lemaisa at that time. Bizman HaMikdash, Bizman HaMishkan, it was usher to make dimensions of the Mishkan. Bizman Bayis Rishon, it was that. Bayis Sheni, that. And today, I don't think it's Lamaisa at all. Because it goes by what is Lamaisa. That, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today. So he says, Ha'isi Omer, the din ze eino belava ze rak bizman she Beis HaMikdash kayam, also lasos b'kitav niso. Kigon bizman ha-mishkan, ha'i also laso kizuras ha-mishkan. Kivan she ha'ya oz mishamesh lefan av yisbarach. V'chein k'shaya shilo omeid, v'no v'givon v'yis rishon. V'chein b'v'yis sheni, v'chein b'v'yis shlishi b'meir v'yameinu. Yia also lasos kitav nishe yia oz, ki hei mishamshim lefan av yisbarach. Aval ha'idzna, but today, kiva deba'avon osenu harabim ein mishamshin lofanav. These aren't serving God, efshar de'ein bechlau lavze. And what's our myrai? Myrai is that nobody explains which one is, it's usher. And he kosev zeh zoz be'ema uviyira, ki hu lahakel be'isr daraisa negara poskim. Aval torahi v'lo morani tzarech. Why doesn't anybody explain it? You know why? Because it's not Aser today. That's his, in Reish Nun Dalet, in the Minchas Chinuch, again, a Chiddush Gadol, but that's what he says. Also, if you look in the Pnei Yeshua, a very important Yisod, quoted by the Poskim, in Yaradeya, and that is, could any of us really make a sun, or a moon, or any of these so perfect, right? They don't look like these. They're not, we don't make them to size. So the Pnei Yeshua has a tremendous yesod, but it's quoted by the Poskim. All of these items, which we'll see in the Gemara, have to do with how it's visible to humans. That's you don't care about what it actually looks like in the solar system. You go by what does the sun look like to humans? Meaning it doesn't have to be 3D. It could just be a perfect picture of the sun. It says that also is included in the yesod of the Pnei Yeshua. It has to do with what it looks like to us. That is the Yisod. Again, this is a huge topic. We're just getting our feet wet with some of the Yisodos. So let's finish up the Braisa. So you're not allowed to make the Shulchan and the Menorahs. Aval Oseh Shel Chamisha V'Shel Shisha V'Shel Shmona. But we know you're allowed to make a 5, 6, or 8 branch candelabra. V'Shel Shiva Lo Yaseh, but not of 7. Afilu Shel Sharmini Matchas. Even not of gold, even of other metals. Why? Because B'dieved, other metals are also kosher. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Omer, Avshel Eitz Lo Yaseh, Kederach She'also Malchu Beis Chashmonai. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda says, you can't even make a wooden one, because that's what they used in the times of the Chashmonaim. Also, B'dieved is okay. Amrulam, Isham Raya, Shpudah Shel Barzel Hayu. No, that was really metal underneath. V'chipum Baba'at, and they put tin, they lined it with tin. He'eshira, when they got richer, Asom Shel Kesef, Chazru V'eshira, Asom Shel Zav, period, Sosa Machlokes. Machlokas Tanoim, about even non-metal. And this, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't have time to go into it, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, Kuf Mem Aleph, he discusses 7 branch candelabras. Right? Those are the very, very serious. Let's say it comes out, what if, a husband and wife are blessed with 5 children? So she's gonna light 7 candles. Right? So how do you set it up? If you don't have one piece, you have to have separate candlesticks, that's 100% mutter. But are you allowed to get a 1 with 7 branches? What if it's round? Biskay Shuba discusses it. Not so simple. Even if it's round, to have 7. But that is this is the sugya. By the way, I saw in the Chazukei Chem, and he quotes Rav Yashav, his father-in-law, who says, this is what Rav Yashav thought was the real answer to the 500 answer question of the Beis Yosef. Why did they make Chanukah, why did they make it 8 days and not 7 days? Because if you make it 7 days, then we're all gonna make Chanukiyot with 7 branches. It's Mamash and Issa Daraisa. So he says, that's why I think that's the real answer. Chazal couldn't enact it. Because all the Chanukiyot, the Shamish, we ate. No, that's what it's going to, it's going to lead to problems. Okay. Right. Vishamashim. So what did we just say? So the only answer is recreatable items that we could create. So the Gemara says, really? What? So it doesn't apply to the sun and the moon. In the Rabbi Gamliel. Vishamashim sheyefshal asos kamosan mishari, really? Is that mussar? If you can't create them? Vatanya lo sasun iti lo sasun kidimus shamashaya mashamshin lefanai bamarom. You can't make forms of servants of mine in the heavens. So you see it's usr. Even heavenly items. Amra Abaya lo asra Torah elo demus arba panim ba'adi adadi. Next line of Abaya. Still trying to limit it. No, the only Isser is when we make something which has the 4 faces that are on the Kisei HaKavod. And we make them all together. Right? What are the 4 faces? The Aryeh, the Nesher, the Kruv, and Yaakov Avinu. Right? So those 4. So that's what the, right? That's the only Isser. To make all these together is a problem. Rav Asher Weiss has a beautiful drash we've quoted in the past in Parshas Vayetze, where he quotes Rav Shimshon Astropolia, who says that Yaakov says, I didn't realize that what the holiness this place has when he wakes up. He says, remember the pasuk? Right, the pasuk in Vayetze. When he goes to sleep, the pasuk says that, Achein, yesh Elokim b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. Achein, Achein stands for Aryeh, Kruv, and Nesher. The other three, v'anochi, including Yaakov, the Yud, lo yadati. I didn't realize that I'm on the Kisei HaKavod. Right, the Malachim saw, what were the Malachim upset about? The Medrash says, they saw Yaakov l'mala, Yaakov l'mata, he's fulfilled his potential, oh my goodness. Right, so Yaakov says, Achein, yesh Elokim b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati, adding on the Yud. Again, you can look there in the Drush. So, only those four are Aser all together. So the Gemara says, Elame, and Ramosha has a tshuva, where he says, an American flag has an eagle on it. Has an eagle on it, he says, not a problem. He says, there's only one. So they don't have to make all, that all fall together based on this Gemara. It's only all four, Ba'adi Adadi. So the Gemara says, Elame Arta, parts of Adam Lechude, Tishtari. What, so just making an entire face of a person should be mutter then? Alama Tanya, Kala Partsufos Mutarin, Chutz be parts of Adam. Adam independently is Aser. So, how can you say only all four? So, I'm Ravuna, Breder of Edi, Mi Pirkei Abaye Shamili, I heard Abaye give shir, Lo Sason Iti, Lo Sason OC. Don't make me, Tselem Elokim, so you're right, people are different. People just people, but the others are not. So now we're still, again, each of these has tremendous amount. Feel free to look in the postgame. This was the issue originally with photography. The early postgame were worried, is this making a picture? It's not 3D. It's not bolate. It's not, right. It's not sticking out. It's flat. So the Minhag Olam now is to rely on the Mako postgame, that photography is not a problem, but anything with an indentation is a problem. So Vashash, making a bust of the head of a person is a problem. So Vashar Shamashin, Mishari, Vatanya. But what? So now we're still, the sun and the moon is still mutter? Abai keeps trying to limit it. At the end, we're not gonna limit it. Vatanya, lo sasun iti, lo sasun kidimus shamashai, hamashamshim lefanei b'marom, kigon ofanim bisrafim, v'chayos hakodesh malachei asharis. You can't make images of angels. Angels are invisible. How can you make an image of them? What we think, picture as angels with the kruvim flying around, even though they're not physical. Okay, Abaya again tries to limit it. Maybe it only applies to the upper levels, what we would call metaphysics, meaning the angels and not the luminaries. Remember we discussed it a couple weeks ago in the Rambam. The first couple of prakim in the Rambam in Yisodei Torah talks about the levels of angels, the 10 levels, and then the next two talk about the sun and the moon and the luminaries and the stars. So maybe that's still mutter. And then we say, no, Shiv Mother Tachton Mishari, Vatanya, Sheva Shvayim, Lerabos, Chama, Velavona, Kochavim, Azalos. So there's Meferish, Abaya, you can't get out of it. Mima'al, Lerabos, Malachi Ashares. So Abaya is Meferish, you can't limit it. So Gemara says, no, Kitanya Yila Avdam. Maybe those are only included that you can't serve them. But not that you can't draw them. Serving them, you can't serve a worm. You can't have any of Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? Those are special. So Gemara says in Achinami, Titania, Sheba Aretz, Larabos, Harimu Gvaos, Yamim Naros, Afikim Vigeos. Right, all of these are included. Mitachas, Rabos, Shilshul Katan. You're right. It's just an example, but you can't serve anything. So at this point, we're still safe. But now we knock it out finally. Vasiya Gredasa Mishari, just making these are mutter, Vatanya. Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Sasun, Kidmus, Shamashayim, Shamshimshon, Lefaneba, Kagon, Chama, Levona, Kachal, Mazalos? Question mark. So you see, Beferish, we're not allowed to make perfect pictures of this, entire pictures, not just a part of it. Part of it is okay. But an entire picture of the sun and the moon, Vechulu. Shiny Rebbe Gamliel, Dachir Masulo. Rebbe Gamliel's different, he had it commissioned. He had a commission. Rashi says non-Jews. No Isser of Amir La'akum here. There's no Isser for them, so they can make it for us. So, Acher Masulo. I, Vaha Rav Yehuda, Acher Masulo. Rav Yehuda also had other people's make it. Va'amar Le Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Shinina. Smart one. Sami Eini Dedain. Knock out its eyes. Knock out its eyes, right? Like the old knocking off the ear of the doll. Right? As he said, don't make it perfect. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Chosamo Boleitave. There it was sticking out. Umishum Chshada. And because of the Chshad, if you have an image of that sticking out, so that is a problem. Kitetanya, like the Brisa says, Tabaas. If somebody has a signet ring, Chosamo Boleit, and it has a sticking out Chotam, so when you stick it into the wax, it indents it. Asur La'anicha, you can't have it. But you could like keep it, let's say, in the inside something, and you could sign with it because it creates an indentation. right, not out, and therefore it's mutter, but just to have it around, there's a chshad. Chosamo shokeya, if it itself is recessed, mutar lahanicha, you can have it, because nobody's going to be worried about anything. Faso achtopa. But you are not allowed to sign with it. Again, there's a lot here. We're going to stop here because I want to spend some time on the next couple of lines. But this is a serious issue. And I want us to go through the siman in Kuf Mem Aleph and those simanim in Yaradeya to realize what's mutter and what's asur in terms of drawings, in terms of creations. Okay, we'll stop here.